Good morning, this is Doug Chabot with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Thursday, January 23rd at 6:45 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by World Boards and Yellowstone Club Community Foundation, and this forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. At 5 a.m., skies are cloudy, mountain temperatures are in the low teens, winds are west at 15 to 25 miles per hour, and scattered snowfall is beginning. In the next 24 hours, the mountains will get 2 to 4 inches with temperatures rising into the mid-30s and wind from the southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. The next couple days look to be warm with scattered showers but no significant storms. Yesterday marked the second day in a row without avalanche activity. The last 2-day spell without activity was December 23rd, 31 days ago. And during that time, we've had snowfall somewhere in our forecast area on 26 of these days. It's been an active season with avalanches getting deeper and larger as snow accumulates. Our mountains have a common problem. Weak, sugary facets near the ground are avalanching. Avalanches have been unusually large and breaking 5 to 15 feet deep in areas that are wind-loaded. The slides have been piecemeal with one here and one there, making it difficult to determine which slopes are safe and which are not. Typically, we see signs of instability like cracking and collapsing that warn us of danger. But with these deeper slides, there is no warning. It just avalanches. Consequently, the other forecasters and I are being conservative in our route choices, even though the likelihood of triggering slides is decreasing. We just don't trust the snowpack, and neither should you. We try and investigate as many of these slides as possible, especially those that are human-triggered. Yesterday, Dave skied up Flanders Creek in Highlight to look at two large slides, one 7 feet deep that was triggered on Saturday by two skiers. The story will be familiar to regular readers of the forecast. A thick slab of windblown snow was triggered from a thinner part of the slope when the skier's weight collapsed the weak layer. This last sentence could be cut and pasted onto reports from deep slabs on Saddle Peak, Buck Ridge, Cedar Mountain, Taylor Fork, Lionhead, and Cook City. You can read the full list of avalanche activity on our website, which is quite impressive. For today, throughout our entire forecast area, the avalanche danger is rated moderate because avalanches, especially large ones, are still possible. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave a voicemail at 587-6984. And thanks for listening.